Money and Marriage God's Way, Chapter 1, Introduction.
Throughout this study, you're going to be learning what God says about money and marriage and how to integrate them to enjoy an amazing marriage and healthier finances. Well, here's the big picture. God intends married couples to use money, even challenges with it, even crises with it, to bring them closer together rather than separating them. Think of money as glue. Glue that God intends to bond your love for one another rather than a wedge to separate you. You know, God loves and cares deeply about you. And that's why the Bible has so much to say about money. It contains 2,350 verses dealing with money and possessions, 15% of everything that Jesus Christ said had to do with it. You know, God knows that from time to time, money's going to be a struggle for us all. And He wants to equip us to handle it well. And the Bible is equally practical when it comes to how to have a great marriage. God designed marriage to be a blessing. The Bible makes this remarkable claim about itself. Hebrews 4:12 says, "The Word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart." And 2 Timothy 3:16 tells us, "All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man, and I would add, the woman of God, may be thoroughly equipped for every good work." The truths of the Bible are timeless. It's a living book that communicates God's direction to every generation. I love what the psalmist wrote in Psalm 119. "I have more insights than my teachers, for I meditate on your statutes. I understand more than the aged, because I have observed your precepts." You know, when we think of people who are skilled in financial decision-making and know what it takes to have a great marriage, we often think of experts or those who are more experienced. Yet the Bible has more wisdom than experts who don't know God's way of handling money and enjoying a great marriage. However, I need to caution you, what you learn will often seem radical because it is so different from the way most couples view their marriages and their finances. But what you'll learn will transform your relationship and your financial statement all for the better. I can guarantee that because you're going to be learning what the Lord of the universe knows is best for you. God expressed it this way in Isaiah 55, verses 8 and 9. "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways." God's way of having a terrific marriage and stable finances are very different from the way most people think. But they're also so much better than most people can even imagine. Well, I'm going to be transparent and share our journey with you, the good, the bad, and yes, even the ugly. Well, when we were newly married, issues over money were harming our relationship. We didn't know how to communicate in a healthy way or how to resolve our financial conflicts. We didn't recognize that our backgrounds and even how our parents handled money influenced us so deeply. Well, I'll never forget the day. I walked into the bank to secure a loan to build a restaurant. There she was. Long black hair, sky blue eyes, she was just beautiful. From the first moment I saw her, my life would never be the same. I knew she was the girl I wanted to marry. Amazingly, she felt the same way, and 40 years later, I'm more thankful than ever for Bev and for the marriage God's given us. You know, marriage was the very first institution God created. The book of Genesis says, "The Lord God said, it is not good for the man, Adam, to be alone. I will make a helper, Eve, suitable for him. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and shall cleave to his wife, and they shall become one flesh." So here's a newsflash. God didn't give you your spouse to frustrate you. He gave you your spouse to bless and complete you. He's created each of us with needs that are met by our mate's unique personality. It is so clear to me that Bev and I complement each other. My weaknesses are her strengths. I'm so thankful that God uses marriage to provide companionship, eliminate loneliness, raise children, create a relational intimacy. So let me give you a little Bible math here. When it comes to marriage, 1 plus 1 equals what? 1. In Matthew 19, Jesus tells us they are no longer two, but one. And this unity is designed for every aspect of a couple's life together, physical, spiritual, and yes, even financial. God's plan for marriage is fulfilled when two people, without losing their unique personalities, become one. Just as melting two metals to form a very strong alloy, this blending gives marriage its strength. Independence decreases, interdependence increases. And couples learn to improve this unity over a lifetime as they share more areas of life with each other. Marriage is first and foremost a covenant. It's a promise that nothing will be allowed to invalidate their lifelong commitment. The exchanging of the ring signifies that covenant. The marriage vow, for richer or poorer, for better or worse in sickness and health, says, "I will love you no matter what." Do you realize how significant those words are? I will love you no matter what. As imperfect, stumbling, fumbling human beings, no words can be sweeter. That another person would endure our failures, our quirks, and pledge to love us and stand by us as we grow and learn together. You know, it just doesn't get any better than that. Marital love is so deep that in some mysterious ways that it actually mirrors the love of Jesus Christ that he has for the church. Ephesians 5 says, "A man will leave his father and mother, be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh." Listen to this now. This is a profound mystery, but I am talking about Christ and the church. You know, unfortunately, when many people get married these days, they get married with a escape hatch mentality. If their spouse is no longer attractive enough or finances are too tight, they can bail out of the marriage. We need to slam the hatch shut and give ourselves completely to the marriage the Lord's given us. And here's what I've discovered. When you make this lifelong covenant with each other, when both parties are committed to their marriage, they both focus on working things out, even in the hard situations. God desires married couples to enjoy a lifelong relationship. In Matthew 19, Jesus himself said, "What God has joined together, let not man separate." And Malachi 2 emphasizes the importance of this marriage commitment. Listen to this. "The Lord is acting as the witness between you and the wife of your youth because you have broken faith with her, though she is your partner, the wife of your marriage covenant. So do not break faith with the wife of your youth. I hate divorce, says the Lord God." Well, for years, Teresa Miller carried a load of guilt around. She had divorced her husband simply because she felt he was just too cheap. He was unwilling to buy the expensive vacations that she wanted. Later, when she realized her mistake, she became depressed and reached out to my wife, Bev. And Bev gave her great counsel. She told her, "To experience healing from divorce, first be reconciled with God. Agree with God that your decision to get divorced was wrong and ask for his forgiveness. That's where it all has to begin. Before we can be reconciled with anyone else, we first must be reconciled with the Lord." And I just love what 1 John 1:19 tells us. "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness." Did you hear that? What a wonderful promise. He wants to forgive you. He wants to fill you with his hope for your future. So if you've been through a divorce, the real questions are, can you accept God's unconditional love and forgiveness? And then, can you forgive yourself? God wants your answer to be yes to both. You know, some who enroll in this study are in financial difficulty or their marriage, well, it's in real trouble. But there's hope. The reason I'm passionate about you learning these truths is they changed my life, my finances, and my marriage. And I've never met anyone who needed to know them more than me. So if you've made financial mistakes in the past or damaged your marriage, don't let guilt overwhelm you. Rather, learn from the experience. The Apostle Paul said it this way in Philippians 3, "Forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal. You know, it's difficult for some people to think of God as being involved in every area of their life because God has chosen to be invisible and He operates in the unseen supernatural realm. But listen to this. He is alive. He is real. The principles that you're going to be learning are a gift from a loving God that's intended to benefit you spiritually and practically.